Well, Rabbi Shulman gave me this same
Lekat HaKoytzim.
And it helps a lot, Lekat HaKoytzim. It helps a little.
Helps, yeah?
Yeah. Well, for me, it helps. Now
I Nazir.
Now they have the English translation. Whether you want it or not, you are drawn into it.
Okay.
It's so much easier.
Okay.
No, so in the end, you're learning English tomorrow.
So you're chazer again? So the next time you do it 10 times, and the last 8 times you just do it.
Four. I wish I could do four times.
Okay.
Just like since Kahat. Whether you want it or not, you are drawn into it.
Okay.
It's so much easier.
Okay.
Not so in the end, you're learning English tomorrow.
So you're chazer again? So the next time you do it 10 times, and the last 8 times you just do it.
Four. I wish I could do four times.
Okay.
Just like the Kahat, since Kahat came out of the Mishnayos, nobody looks into
the Vatanura. I still like the Vatanura better. I don't enjoy Kahat.
It's so much easier with the Kahat.
I don't know. I find it harder. I find it easy with the Vatanura. He speaks my language. Kahat just goes around and around. I don't know what he wants. I don't know.
One day I'll be feeling this way too.
Different taste. Okay. We left off on the Mishnah Lamed Dalet on the base. Perek HaShaleach started off by listing the various takonis made by the Tanoim mipnei tikkun olam. So the second Mishnah Lamed Dalet on the base has a few takonis. The Mishnah starts off with the Din Derabanan, and then it tells you what the takana wants to change the Din Derabanan. There are three types of shvuas. There are more than three, but generally speaking, there are three. There's a shvua deraisa. There are various cases where there's a shvua deraisa. Then you have a shvua derabanan that's called the shvua hamishna that's recorded in the Mishnayos. And then you have a shvua derabanan that's a shvua hesis that was instituted by the later Amoraim. Shvua hesis is a case of kofer hakol. If I say that you owe me $100 and I have no proof, I have no witnesses, I have no document, just balpeh, I say you owe me $100. So if you're moed b'miktsas and kofer b'miktsas, you admit that you owe me $1. Not $100. You admit you owe me $1 and you deny owing me the $99. So that's a din in the Torah that you have to swear a shvur deraisa, that's moed b'miktsas. What if you deny owing anything? You say the whole story is not true. So then there's no shvur derabanan bizman ha-mishneh, not mentioned anywhere in the Mishnayos. Taisus points out that this is a takanas ravuna. The Doris Achreinim, the Gemara calls it the Ha'idna. The Gemara in Kiddushim calls it the Ha'idna, that Bizman Hazeh, that the Institute of Shvuas Hesses. So you would have to swear a Shvuas Rabbanan. So what's what are the differences between a Shvuas Deraisa and a Shvuas HaMishneh? And what are the differences between a Shvuas HaMishneh and a Shvuas Hesses? So it's not exactly clear. It's beferish that there are differences. That's clear that there are differences, because Tosfos quotes over here. Tosfos on Lamed Hey Omed Aleph. Dibra Mascha Lo Shanu. So Tosfos refers you to Gemara Ksuvos Daf Peches. The Gemara Ksuvos Daf Peches is commenting on a Mishnah there in Ksuvos. The Mishnah says that sometimes you have a Shvur Deraisa, and sometimes not a Shvur Deraisa, it's a Shvur Derabanan, a Shvur HaMishnah. So the Gemara says, "Ipikechu." If one of the Baladinim is clever and he knows how to do things correct, he'll get the other person. He'll drei until he'll get the other Baladin to have to swear a shvur deraisa. If he's not clever, so it'll be a shvur hamishneh. But if he's a pikeach, then the Gemara says, a certain case, he'll make it into a shvur deraisa. So obviously, there's something more chomer. There's a milah to have it into as a shvur deraisa. We're not talking about a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah deraisa to swear shvur deraisa. To swear shvur hamishneh is only a shvur derabanan. We're not talking about mitzvahs. We're talking about the chomer hashvur. A shvur deraisa is halacha lemaisa. Bottom line, it's more serious. It means more than a shvur hamishneh. So it doesn't say beferish in the Gemara what's the mile of a shvur deraisa over a shvur hamishneh. The Gemara in Shavuos, Tosfos quotes later, and that same Tosfos, the Gemara in Shavuos, on Daf Mem Aleph, quotes the Takanas Rav Huna, that there's such a thing as Shavuos Hesis, Lahasis, means to coax somebody into doing something. to encourage someone. So if I say you owe me $100 and you deny it, so minatar, you don't have to swear anything. You don't swear at all. There's no shvur deraisa, there's no shvur samishna. And in the later Doris Achrenim of the Amoraim, Rav Huna instituted that you have to swear a shvur to encourage you to give me the money in case it's not, in case you're lying when you deny that you owe me the $100. You don't even have to swear at all. Not a shvur samishna, not a shvur deraisa. So the later Amoraim were afraid maybe the fellow's going to be a liar. So to encourage him to tell the truth, so they insisted he has to swear. If he's telling the truth, so he'll swear. And he'll say that he doesn't owe the money. But in the case he's not telling the truth, this will encourage him to give the money. So the Gemara says there, what's the difference between Shavuos Heses? Because Shavuos Heses is a later takana, so there are kulas involved in Shavuos Heses. So the Gemara has four chilukim. The four differences between Shavuos Heses and other Shavuos. In the Shulchan Aruch, they quote that it's a chamisha. There are chamisha chilukim between a Shavuos Heses, and it says chamisha is a Rashi Tevis, ches mem shinei is a Rashi Tevis for four dinim. The four differences, just to confuse a little bit, the four differences between a Shavuos Heses and a Shavuos HaTorah, Shavuos Deraisa. So one of the differences, Nikitas Chefetz. There's a din that it's got to learn that from today's Sedra, that Avram Avinu wanted Eliezer to swear to him, Sim neyotcha tachas yirechi. He tells him to hold on to his bris milah, to hold on to his body near the bris milah, because the bris milah was the only chepetz shal mitzvah that Avraham Avinu had. So he wanted Eliezer to swear b'nikitas chepetz. So the Gemara learns out from that whenever the bezin administers a shvuah, his man is there, shvuas meri b'miktzos, or shvuas ha'edechor, or shvuas ha'shemim, whenever it's a shvuah deraisa, the person who's swearing has to hold on to a sefer Torah. If he's a Talmud Chacham, we don't demand that he has to hold on to the Sefer Torah. He can hold on to a pair of tefillin also, because by Talmud Chacham he knows the chshivas of tefillin. If he's not a Talmud Chacham, then we insist, in order to frighten him off, we insist he has to dafka hold on to a Sefer Torah. This is what Rashi is alluding to here. On Lamed Dalet, Lamed Hey, Omed Aleph, the Rashi Chutz LeBezen. So Rashi says, a shvur deraisa, you hold on to a Sefer Torah or to tefillin. The knockout Sefer Torah biyodei or tefillin. Either hold on to a Sefer Torah or you hold on to a tefillin. It means like this, not an option. If he's a Talmud Chacham, we say it's enough if he holds on to a pair of tefillin. If he's not a Talmud Chacham, the Gemara says we insist he must hold on to a Sefer Torah. In the days of Avraham Avinu, didn't have tefillin, didn't have a Sefer Torah. The only mitzvah that he had was bris milah. So he said, Sim neyotcha tachas yirechi. But in the later generations, when we have Tashmish Kedusha, you have a Sefer Torah tefillin, so we insist on having a shvur b'nikitas chefetz. So that Gemara and Shvuas daf mem aleph that the Tosfos is quoting, Tosfos lo shanu ala bebezin. So the last few lines they're referring to this Gemara Shvuas daf mem aleph. What's the chilik between a shvur deraisa and a shvuas heses? The Gemara jumps from the first level to the third level. There's a shvur deraisa, the morim miktsas and shvuas hasharmim and shvuas eidechod, and then you have shvuas hamishnah as the middle category, and then you have a shvuas heses that was instituted in the days, Rav Huna instituted Shavuos Heses.
What is
Shavuos HaMishnah? We're going to get to over here. Shavuos HaMishnah. That's what HaMishnah is going to give one of the examples. There are many examples of Shavuos HaMishnah. So the Gemara says, my Ika, what's the difference between a Shavuos Heses, which is the third level, and a Shavuos Deraisa, which is the first level? One of the differences, one of the four chilukim that it says in Chosh HaMishpat, Chamisha, the first one is Chefetz. Ches stands for Nikitas Chefetz. That on a Shavuos Heses you don't have to hold on to a Sefer Torah or to tefillin at all, and a Shavuos Deraisa you do have to. It never says explicitly in the Gemara what's the status of a Shavuos HaMishnah. A Shavuos HaMishnah, does it have the same status like a Shavuos Deraisa that you have to hold on to a Sefer Torah? Does it have the same status like a Shavuos Heses? Because a Shavuos HaMishnah is also the Rabbanan. Maybe you don't have to hold on to an Akitas Chefetz. So that never says explicitly in the Gemara. That's what this Tosfos has a pilpul. The Rashi there in Ksubis says, and that Gemara in Ksubis daf Piches, the Gemara said, if he's clever, if the fellow's a Pikeach, he'll delay till he gets the other Baldin to have to swear a Shavuot Deraisa rather than just have to swear a Shavuot HaMishnah. So Rashi says, what is he going to gain by making him swear a Shavuot Deraisa? He's swearing anyway. What's it he's going to swear? So Rashi says, oh, big nafkimina, but he has to hold on to a Sefer Torah. If it's a Shavuot Deraisa, you need the Kitas Chefetz. It's only Shavuos HaMishnah, there's no need for Nikitas Chefetz. So Tosfos says, how did Rashi get that idea? From our Gemara it would appear not so. From the Rashi on our Gemara it would appear not so. that you need a Nikitas Chayfetz even by Shvuas HaMishneh. Rashi's commenting on our Mishneh. We're talking about Shvuas HaMishneh. Rashi says you need a Nikitas Chayfetz. You don't have to hold on to a Sefer Torah. So Tosis is not like Rashi, that Shvuas HaMishneh, Rashi writes in Ksuvas that Pecher Shvuas HaMishneh doesn't need Nikitas Chayfetz. Tosis over here thinks that it's not correct. They think Shvuas HaMishneh is the same as a Shvuas Deraisa, that it does need Nikitas Chayfetz. And the only category of Shvuah that doesn't require Nikitas Chayfetz is the Shvuah Sesis, the third category. So now our Mishnah is giving one case. Gittin is not really the Mesichta where you're supposed to talk about the Gittin. You're supposed to talk about Gittin. You throw in a couple of Takanas to Rabbanon here and there. So this is one din was smuggled in. The main place for this is Masech HaShvuas. It has a list of all of the Shvuas to Rabbanon, and then a little bit in Ksub is there, and Daf Pei Ches around there, Daf Pei Vav. That Pezayin, the Mishnayos have a list of various Shavuos that were instituted Bizman HaTanoim. So one of these Shavuos HaMishneh is, let's say I come to collect money, you owe me money. I have a shtar, so you say Mizuyif and I make a kiyum shtar, and it's absolutely clear and obvious that you owe me the money. I have witnesses that you owe me, no two ways about it. So if I come to collect from you, so do I have to swear that you owe me the money? The Yadim testify, I have a shtar, I have evidence that you owe me money. I don't have to swear to add more evidence. I have to swear to add more evidence that you owe me the money. I have Yadim, so what do I have to swear? When it comes, let's say I'm not collecting from the person himself, somebody owes me money and he died and I'm coming to collect from the Yorshim. And I have documents and I have witnesses and I have everything, to maximum evidence that I can have. Or let's say I'm coming to collect, and the person, what do we have to bump him off? What does he have to die? I'm collecting the ocean. He should live up. Maybe I'm collecting from the Lakuchas. I want to collect from the man himself who owes me the money. He sold all of his property. He doesn't have any assets left. He just has the shirt on his back. I can't take the clothes off of his back. But all of the karkos that he sold to the Lakuchas, that's aloch of Shibu Nechasim. I can collect from the Chasim Shibodim. So the Mishnayos have a din, whenever I'm collecting, kol anifroim shalei b'fanov, whenever I'm collecting a debt that somebody owes me, but I'm not collecting from somebody, I'm collecting from somebody else. There's somebody who owes me money, died already, so I'm collecting from the Yorshim. Or there's somebody who owes me money, is broke, he has no assets, I'm collecting from the Lekuchas who bought the karkos from the Loiva who owes me the money. So kol anifroim shalei b'fanov, whenever I'm collecting, not from the Loiva himself, there's a din. They don't know. The Yorshim don't know whether it's true or it's not true. The Lekuchas don't know whether it's true. And I'm coming to collect from the person himself. So if it's not true, he's going to start screaming. He's going to punch me in the nose. He's going to say, what are you talking about? I don't owe you the money. It's 80 shekel. This is not true. But if I come to collect Shalei B'fonov, I can bring all the documents in the market, I can bring all the Yadim. They won't know what to say. So there's a Takonis HaTanoim that whenever I collect Shalei B'fnei Haloive, even if I have the best Eidim and the best Shtoris and the best Rais in the world, I have to swear. So the Mishnah is recording part of that Takana of the Rabbanan. Ein Almana Nifras, that's the Mishnah Lamedal Rabbi Beis. Before we're going to get to the Takanas Rabbi Gamliel. So what was the din in the earlier generations? Ein Almana Nifras Menichsi Yisaimim Ela B'Shvua. What is she's collecting the Ksuba, Heister. She's collecting the Ksuba. And Daf, we're up to the Mishnah Lamedal Rabbi Beis, the second Mishnah and Daf Lamedal Rabbi Beis. So there are two cases that a woman collects a ksuba. When a person gets married, so he gives his wife a document that says what he owes, even if he doesn't give you the even if he doesn't give his wife a shtar ksuba, the din is that ksuba is what we call a tanai bezin. And tanai bezin means it's a takonis hatanoim, whether he likes it or not, he has to pay the ksuba in the event that he divorces the wife, or in the event that he dies, and she becomes either a grusha or an almana, so she's entitled to collect the ksuba. If they got married, if it was her first marriage, she was a psula, then she gets one amount of money, a larger amount of masayim zuz. And if it's a second time she got married, she's an almana, she's a grusha, then she gets less, then she gets money. She only gets 100 zuz. So our practice is that we add on more to the ksuba, tosefes ksuba in the dunya. That if you didn't add it on, if you didn't write it down, then she's not entitled. But the ikar ksuba, the ikar ksuba, the mana masayim, the 100 zuz or the 200 zuz, that's a tanai bezin. So the Mishnah has this following din. If a woman is a grusha, the husband divorces his wife, so she's going to collect from him. She's not going to collect from him. He's still alive. So then it's nefras b'fanav. She's collecting from him. then she doesn't have to swear anything. She just produces the ksuba that says that he owes her this amount of money, and he can scream all he wants that he paid already, that whatever, she already cleaned them out, she already took all the karka. It doesn't matter what he screams. She has rayas that he owes her the ksuba, he owes her the ksuba. But what if she's an almana? So an almana means that he died. So by definition, she's collecting from the yorshim or from the lekuchas. So by definition, when the almana collects, it's not going to be a piroin from the balchoy, from the husband. It's going to be an ifrash shalei befanav. So that's part of the general takonas hatanoim, that's a shvuas ha-mishnah, that an ifrash shalei befanav leitifra ele b'shvua. Then when she comes to collect from the assembly lekuchas, she has to swear that he owes her the money. What does she have to swear he owes her the money? She has a shtar that he owes her the money. She has to swear, shaloi nefrati. She doesn't have to swear that he owes the money. She has to swear that I haven't collected the money yet. It could be she has the shtar.
Why she doesn't have the shtar? If it's paid off, then she has
the shtar. Under normal circumstances, the fact that I'm still holding on to the shtar serves as a raya that not only that he once owed me the money, that the person still owes the money. Otherwise, if he paid me the money, I would have returned the shtar, they would have ripped it up. So that's under normal circumstances. But this is a special takana. Whenever you collect and shalei befanav, you got to swear, shalei nefrati, shvur shalei nefrati. So that's the first line in the Mishnah. Ein almana nefras v'nichsi yisamim elo b'shvur. The Gemara has a comment on this. The Gemara right away has a comment on the shtikla Gemara. My yiri almana. Why does the Mishnah only write that the din applies to an almana? It's a din by anybody, by any malva, loiva, mazik, any case. Whenever I'm coming to collect money that somebody else owed me, and I'm not collecting from him in person, I'm collecting either from the Yisraelim or the Lekuchas, that's Mishnah, is that you have to swear?
But you don't swear that he owed you. You swear that he's
right. Right, right. All the case.
You don't have to swear on the debt.
Right.
She didn't get
I didn't collect it yet. I swear I didn't collect it yet.
Right.
So that's the same by an almana or by any of these cases. Whatever you're collecting, shalei b'fanav, you don't swear that he owes the money. Have a shtar. Swearing that he owes the money is not going to help. I'm not going to win the case just because I'm going to swear. I have to bring evidence. So once I have evidence, what do you need my shvur? So the shvur is shalei nefrati that I didn't collect yet. So Frank, the Gemara, on the first line in the Mishnah, why does it record the takanas hatanoim? That an almana only collects from the yisayimim if she swears. Afilu kuli almanami. Anybody who wants to collect shalei b'fanav, any balchayv has to swear. To a kaimalon, that's the halacha, spelled out in Mishnayis. Habolit par menichsi yisayimim, leifra ela b'shvur, not only from yisayimim. From lekuchas, the same thing. Whenever you collect shalei b'fanav, you always have to swear. So the Gemara, this Mishnah is telling me a chiddush on top of that. Almana, it's tricholeh. There's an added chiddush over here that even a woman who's an almana, and what is she coming to collect? Ksube, she still has to swear. Shalai nefraiti. Why is that an added chiddush? I would have thought, when does the person have to swear that I didn't collect the debt yet? That's if I lent you money, if you were mazik me, if you schiris poilim, whatever, some other kind of a chiv, a chayshim mishpat. So I would have thought, yeah, don't let him collect the money unless he swears when he's collecting shalai befonof and the same of the lakuchas. Don't permit him to collect the money unless he swears first that he didn't get it yet. Shalai nefrati. But by an almana, I would have thought maybe the girls are not going to want to marry the men if they're going to know that they can only collect later on the ksuba if a girl wants to have security. So she's that's what prompted the tanoin to make a takon of ksuba. We pass ksuba lab deraisa. The Gemara has a machlokes hatanoin. In the Chumash it says that if somebody is ma'anis a mafate. If he attacks a girl or he convinces a young girl to coax her until she's mezana with him, so he has to pay kesef yishkol kimor habsulus. He has to pay masayim zuz. He has to pay 50 shkolim as masayim zuz. Kimohar habsulus, the same amount as ksuba. Because if she would have gotten, why? Because if she would have gotten, if he wouldn't have been ma'anis amafata, she would have gotten married, and she would have gotten a ksuba of 50 zuz. So because he was ma'anis amafata, she's not a psula anymore. She was going to get married now. Whoever she's going to marry is not going to be giving her such a ksuba of masayim zuz. So he was mafsa the girl of masayim zuz. So the Chumash says, whoever is ma'anis amafata, kesef yishkel kimor absulus, he has to pay the amount that is normally given for a ksuba. It's not given when you get married, you don't give it for the ksuba. That's the hischaibus that's given when a boy gets married. In the event that she'll become an almana or a gusha, she'll be entitled to collect 200 zuz. So the shaila is, if the Chumash records more habsulas, So it sounds like Suba is a din deraisa if it's recorded by the Chumash. So some of the Tanoim hold Shmamin off in this pasuk like Suba is deraisa. We don't paskin like that. Basically, we paskin. Some of Sharon hold that we do paskin like that because we write in the Suba. The Chazi lichim deraisa. We write the Chosin owes the Kala in the event she, to Salman or to Zgarish, and eventually she become an Almana Grusha. He writes he obligates himself to give her according to the din. The 50 shkolim, the masayim, the 200 zuz, the 4 zuz in every shekel, the chazi lichim ederaisa, what you deserve to collect minatir. So for the ksuba, the way we have the nusach, it sounds like we're assuming that ksuba is deraisa, but we don't paskin like that. We paskin that that ksuba is lav deraisa, and what it says there in the nusach of the ksuba means that it's kesef tsuri as opposed to kesef medina. There are different monetary system, so on the, whenever the Torah speaks about an amount of money that you have to pay mederaisa, that goes on the more valuable monetary system, that goes on the kesef tzuri system. So even though ksub is lav deraisa, it's lav deraisa, but it's based on the pasuk in the chumash, kesef yishkol k'mar apsula. So here, you have to give the chazi lichi mideraisa, means biblical money. She's only entitled to this amount of money mederabbanan. But when he'll have to pay likashet to Salman out his garish, he has to pay her if it would have been a din deraisa, because it's recorded in the Chumash. If it's recorded in the Chumash, how can you say it's a din derabbana? It says beferish kesef yishkol kamor absubus, the oinus and mefata has to pay the 50 shkolim and the 200 zuz, the amount of ksuba. Yeah, that was the minig, this ma'amat and Torah. That was the minig by the Umas Olam, that they all used to give a ksuba masayim zuz, but it doesn't necessarily mean that that's the din deraisa. So the Torah makes a fixed Adin deraisa, the Torah was kaveh, adin avonis amefate, based on the minig olam. The minig olam was that when a girl got married for the first time, she got a ksuba of masayim zuz. So the Torah says, if anyone is ma'anis amefate, a girl, he's mechuyif to pay masayim zuz. But it doesn't necessarily mean that if anyone marries a woman and he gets divorced, that he has to give. If he followed the minig and he gave her a document when they got married, then he'll have to pay the masayim zuz. If he didn't give her a ksuba, he won't have to pay the masayim zuz. It's recorded in the Chumash that that was the minhag olam, bizman matan Torah.
Mishnah and the Gemara don't talk about the kofet, about collection from the kofet, only on your simon.
Yeah, same thing.
Same thing.
Whenever you collect shalai b'fonov, you have to swear. So the whole reason for the takonas hatanoim, the whole reason for the takon of ksuba, that we assume that ksuba is lav deraisa, the whole reason for the takon of ksuba was in order to give the girl security. The girl should know that the husband cannot get rid of her so quickly. If the husband's going to decide to divorce his wife, it's going to cost him money. So he just can't, one day she burns the supper, she's going to walk out and give her a get and goodbye, and that's it, he'll find himself another wife. It's not going to be so easy. So in order to give her more security, one might have thought like this. If the girl is going to think about getting married, and she knows that in the event that the husband is going to die, she'll collect the ksuba, so she'll have her security. She won't be afraid to marry the boy. But if she's going to know that if she'll know a little more about the halacha, that if the husband dies, in order to collect the ksuba, she's going to have to swear, so she may not want to marry this boy. She may want to marry someone else, where there won't be problems. So let's say two boys are taking her out, and one of them is prepared to give her a whole document, he's prepared to give her the money in the bank now, to put the money in escrow in the event that he dies or divorces her, she'll already have. And over here, the other boy is interested in taking her out, so she'll be afraid to go out with him, she'll be afraid to marry him, if she thinks she's going to have to swear. So that's called chino. That's the consideration of chino. Chino means, kidei, Rashi writes on the top, shehechein ha'noshim, be'eni ha'noshim linasi lahar. That the girl shouldn't be afraid to marry the boy. She may be concerned it's not going to be so easy to collect this ksuba. So vaita she won't have the security in the marriage. So salka daita hamin in the Gemara says one might have thought that by a case of an almana we should give her a special break, let her collect from the yisaimim without the shvua. Maybe akila rabbanan gabba. Maybe the chacham will make on her that she should be able to collect the ksuba without having to swear, in order that the husband should be nice to chen b'neil. So kamash v'lan the Mishnah, even al amon who's coming to collect the ksuba from Yisaimim, he still have to swear. Fine. So basically what it boils down to is that it's the same din that you have in any case. Anybody wants to collect a debt that someone else owes, but it's shalai b'fonav, I'm not collecting from the Baal Chayv himself, I'm collecting nidre from the Yisayim, but from the Lekuches, so there's a takanas hatanoim. On the level of the Raisa, you don't have to swear. Takanas hatanoim, you have to swear. So the Mishnah says a problem crept up. Nimnu'u mila hashbiyah. So they stopped administering, there came a certain period in history, they stopped administering the Shavuah. Nimnu'u mila hashbiyah. Mela, they didn't swear, so the woman never collected the Ksuvah. Take the finish. So the woman doesn't collect the Ksuvah. So the Gemara wants to know, why was it Nimnu'u mila hashbiyah? There are five stages. The first stage is that there was no din of ksuba at all. So then the Tanoi made a takana, there's an institution of ksuba. They made a din of ksuba. And then they made a din that if she wants, then later generation said, if she wants to collect the ksuba shalai b'fanav, she has to swear. Then in a later generation, nimnu mila hashbiyah, they stopped administering the shvua by an almona. By grusha, not. By grusha, they would administer. Let us wear and she'll collect. By an almana, they stopped administering the shvua. So then, Rabbi Gamliel, so the almanas never collected the ksuba, because the takanas hatanai was, she doesn't collect the ksuba shalei b'fan. If the husband died, so it's always going to be shalei b'fan. She doesn't collect unless she swears. So no almana was collecting any ksuba for a couple of years. So Rabbi Gamliel Azakin came in, he made a takana shetein oderis. So the Gemara wants to know, why? What happened over here? Why was nimnu mila hashbiyah? What happened in that stage of history that the Tanoim, the Batidinim, stopped administering the Shvuah Shaloni Friday? I swear that I didn't collect any of the money, and therefore my ksub is still betokfo, it's still in full force, and I'm entitled to collect the full amount that it says in the ksubah. Why did they stop administering
the
Shvuah?
Paying or not paying? They were paying it for children.
They were not paying the ksubah. The woman on the almona only collects if she swears I didn't collect a penny. And the Batidinim wouldn't permit her to swear. They wouldn't allow her to swear. So the Gemara says, why not? The woman says, give me the Sefer Torah, I want to swear. Give me, I want to swear. She said, no, we're not going to let you swear. So she said, let me collect. No, we don't let you collect the Ksuba, we don't let you swear. So the Almonas were never collecting for a couple of years. It sounds like a couple of months, couple of years. The Almonas were not collecting any Ksuba. Ah, so that's what the Gemara wants to know. My timer. What happened? That's on the top of Lamed Hey. My timer. Why did they? Why did the Batidinim stop administering the Shvu? What do you mean? We don't let us. She wants to swear in order to collect. We don't allow her to swear. We don't allow her to collect either. So we put her in prison. The husband died. She's an Amana. She had to get geld, and we don't let her collect. Frig the Gemara. My timer. Why? Why not? If he should say Mishum the Rav Kahana. If it's because of the story the Rav Kahana that tell Tagan Samaisa, how serious it is to swear falsely. That even if a person swears falsely, b'shegeg, he didn't really realize a woman had a pikudin of a coin, and by mistake she lost it, and she didn't give it back. She didn't return the coin to the person who had given it to her. And she forgot about it, and she swore falsely that she doesn't have it, and she didn't steal it, so she was punished, and one of her children died.
How is it possible? A woman came to the Beis Din, and she had a document, a ksuba, where nothing is said about swearing, about making a ksuba. So the Beis Din said, yeah, the ksuba is a good start, but we won't pay you unless you swear, and we won't let
but
you swear.
Didn't take it.
How is it possible? I mean, just...
That's what was happening. That's what the Mishnah said. There was a takana satanoi. It's not the Yosha. Oh. That's what the Gemara asked. What happened? What was the concern that they had that for a few years they wouldn't allow any almonas to collect the ksuba? They wouldn't allow them to swear, they wouldn't allow them to collect ksuba. So what kind of business are you talking? That's what the Gemara wants to know. What's going on? For years and years, they did allow them to swear, and only after they would swear, shalai nefraita, they didn't collect anything, then they would let them collect the ksuba. And then all of a sudden they stopped administering the Shavuah and they didn't let them collect. And Mara says, why? So should I say, we know the Rambam, the beginning of Hilchas Tshuva, writes that if a person did an Averia, whatever the nature of the Averia was, he has to do Tshuva. And there's no Mechilas Avoin unless you do Tshuva. Then the Rambam says something about the Soyer HaMishtaleach on Yom Kippur, that Bizmancha Beis HaMikdash HaYekayom, and the special carbon of the Soyer HaMishtaleach was brought, very special. That's a carbon that's not offered in the Beis HaMikdash. They push it over a cliff. And Chiyosa Latzuk Zui Shchitosap. So everything is very different there. Instead of shechting the carbon in the Azara, you push it over a cliff, Davke Chutzli Yerushalayim. not only chutz lazar, chutz yishlaim, and that's called a chatas. That's a korban, very different kind of a korban. So this kapara of the sayer mishtaleach is not exactly at all the same as any other kapara. So the Rambam claims, not based on the Talmud Bavli, but must be based on the Yerushalmi, where the Rambam understood the Yerushalmi, that the sayer hamishtaleach is mechaper on some averis, even if the people didn't do tshuva. The Rambam starts off by saying, you never get any kapara, there's never any atonement unless the person did tshuva. So he says, when you bring a korban to the Beis HaMikdash, a person ate chela b'dam b'shegeg, he has to do tshuva. If he doesn't do tshuva, he just brings the korban, he doesn't get a kapara. Let's say if a person deserves Mises Bezin, someone was Machal Shabbos b'mezid, and the Bezin gives him Mises Bezin. So the Mises Bezin is a Mises Mechaperis, only if he does tshuva. A person dies a natural death. A person dies a natural death on mitosoi. So the Mises is only Mechaper if he does tshuva. A person did the chveis, he ate chazer b'mezid and he deserves malchus. And when the Bezin gives him the malchus, he'll become niskaper only if he says vidui and he does tshuva. You always have to do tshuva. There's never any kapara without tshuva. That's what the Pnei Yeshua writes. That the Gemara says in the end of Tzuvis that whoever walks Dalet Amos in Eretz Yisrael gets a mechilas avinus. He says it's only with tshuva. If you don't do tshuva, so you don't get the mechilas avinus. That's what the Minkacha quotes. Minkacha was anti-Zionist. He was against all of the Zionists. So he says, and those chevri think that they're going to go to Eretz Yisrael, they're going to walk Dalet Amos, they're going to get a mechilas avinus. They're wrong. My elder Zayde, the Pnei Yeshua, writes in the Sefer on Tzuvis that if they're going to walk all they want in Eretz Yisrael, they don't do tshuva, there's no kapara. So that's the Rambam writes a general klal. You never get any kapara for anything unless you do tshuva with it. No. Maybe, but the Pnei Yeshua says not so. Pnei Yeshua not Gemara in the end of Ksuvus. That's why Rashi is quoting that Gemara. Pnei Yeshua not Gemara claims that everything is only with tshuva. So the Rambam has one exception. I don't know. He calls him a Zelta Zayda. Calls him a Zelta Zayda. I don't know. Teishu was a Rav in Frankfurt, but he wasn't a Yeke. He was a Galitzianer. He got stuck in Frankfurt. And then when they kicked him out, so he went back to Galitzia.
So if you don't show why do you need the Dalet Amos for
Elsa? The Gemara says in the end of Yuma that the Avoch Hiluki Kaporis, on the lightest Aver is when the person does Tshuva, Eino Zaz Mishamat Shemachlan Loi. But then on the second, the third, and the fourth levels, you need more than that. So one of the things that's more than that is Mahalach Dalet Amos, Baritz Yisroel. Oh, on Yom Kippur is a Machlekes, right? The Kapara of Yom Kippur. It says that on Yom Kippur, Kibayam is a Yechaper Aleichem, Yom Kippur is Mechaper. So Rebbe's opinion is Yom Kippur is Mechaper, even without Tshuva. And the Rambam claims we don't accept Rebbe's opinion. The Gaonim who did adopt Rebbe's opinion. I mean, how do they know? The Bezin Shalmaila has to decide whether they're giving a kafara on Yom Kippur. It's not for us to paskin. There are goyim who assume that the Rebbe is more correct, that there is mechila, there is kafara on Yom Kippur even without tshuva. And the Rambam and most of the Rishonim assume like the Chachamim. We assume Yochid v'Rab Malach Ram. We assume that there's no mechila on Yom Kippur without tshuva. So the Rambam writes his general klal, the beginning of Hilchas Tshuva, the first 5-6 halachas, and he gives one exception to the rule, based on Yerushalmi, that the Soyer HaMishtaleach, which was a very unusual korban, that's Berchutz LeBeis HaMikdash, and you don't really have Avodas Adam, everything is different. So the Soyer HaMishtaleach, the Rambam writes, is Mechaper and Averis Kalis without Shuvim. He divides all of the Averis up into two categories, there are Chamuris and there are Kalis. Or Mayin Kalis and Mayin Chamuris, so this is already from the Gemara in Shavuos. The Gemara says if a person violates krisis and mises bezin, if he eat chela v'dam, chametz b'pesach, eating on Yom Kippur is kores, he do malacha on Shabbos is kores. So averis that have kores and mises bezin, those are called chamuris. And whatever doesn't have kores and mises bezin, that's called averis kalos. He eat treifis, he eat chaza, he talk lashon hara. These are called averis kalos. A person burns your hand up in the Averis Kalas also. But compared to the Hamuris, these are called Kalas, those are called Hamuris. The Rambam quotes, however, from the Gemara, the one exception to the rule, what Avera is there, that there's no Koris and there's no Mises Bezin, but it still is treated as Hamuris. So the Gemara says, Shva Shav and Shva Sheker. If a person swears falsely, the Pasuk says in the Aseres Adibus, Leisisa Shesham HaKach LaShav, means not to swear falsely. It doesn't mean not to pronounce the name of Hashem in vain. Motzi Shem Shemayim Ratol is a different Avera. That's not from the Chamuris. That's an Iser Esei of as Hashem Lokech Atiro, Moir Hashem, Kvod Shem Hashem. You're not allowed to be Motzi Shem Shemayim Ratol, that's a different Iser. But this pasuk in Aseres Adibris Laisisa, as Shem Hashem Alakecha Lashav, doesn't go on Motzi Shem Shamayim Ratova. People translate it wrong. It goes on Shvua Sheker. If a person swears Shvua Sheker or Shvua Shav. So the pasuk says, because one who swears falsely, Ki lo Yisa Hashem, Eisa She Yisa Shmai Lashav, Hashem will not forgive the one who swears falsely. So the Gemara says, when Kodesh Baruch was proclaiming the Aseres Adibris and Har Sinai, when he said, when he proclaimed that pasuk, Ki lo Yisa Hashem, so the Gemara says the whole world was shaking, the whole world was trembling, the whole world was nizdazeya. So the Gemara says because kiloi nake Hashem, and the whole world was trembling. Obviously, shva sheker and shva shav has a status like chamuris. The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Teshuva quotes that. So the Rambam says bisman she beis hamikdash hayikaim, there was one kapara that would work even if lo yaseh teshuva. The Zohar Mishtaleach is Mechaper and Averis Kalois, even if Lo Yaseh Teshuva. In the Gemara it doesn't, and our Gemara doesn't say. The Rambam is basing himself on a Talmud Yerushalmi. But the Bavli doesn't say. So here, the Gemara tells a story to indicate how Chomur the Aveir of Shvua Sheker is. That the woman took a Shvua Sheker, someone gave the woman a coin, she put it by mistake in it, she put it in a container, she thought she's not going to forget about it, and then she forgot all about it. And then when the man came for his coin, she didn't have it and she forgot what happened. She didn't know what happened to it. So she swore falsely that she didn't misappropriate his money, and she really did, the Gemara says. But she honestly made a mistake. So even though she took a shvuas emes, the Gemara says it's not really, it's not a shvuas emes. It was a shvuas sheker, but it was b'shege. Yeah. She took a shvuas sheker b'shege, it came out like a shvuas emes. So she was punished. So halachas kama v'kama, if somebody takes a shva sheker, it's certainly going to be punished. In other words, the Gemara is emphasizing that a shva sheker is from the chamuris. It's something that one should avoid. Something that one should avoid at all costs, swearing. So the Gemara says, is that the reason why nimnu'u melahashbiya? Is that the reason why they stopped administering the shvua to the almana?
And depriving her of the money?
So what about a grusha? And what about the rest of Chashim Mishpat? So don't administer a shvua to anybody. To close down the whole shop, across out Hilchos Shvuos, no more shvuas, don't administer a shvua to anybody. It doesn't sound like that, the Gemara says. Frig the Gemara, after the whole story. If the reason why they stopped administering shvua is because of Rav Kana's statement. The Rav Kana tells the whole story 10 lines where the woman swore falsely b'shegeg and she was punished and a child died. So the Gemara says, if that's the reason why, is my yiri almana feel a grusha nam? He said, no, nobody then should stop the whole masecha shvuah. So you should stop administering any shvuah. In any case, it sounds from the Mishnah that it's only bay almana they stopped administering the shvuah. So the Gemara, no, the story is like,
when does the grusha take a shvuah?
Let's say the grusha wants to collect from also from the yisaimim or from the lakuchas. The husband divorces her, then he dies before she ever collects. Okay. So the husband divorced her, he doesn't have any assets.
So it's a different shlobifonov.
Every case shlobifonov, you have to swear. Mm-hmm. And there they didn't stop administering the shvuah. By grusha, they do administer the shvuah. Okay. And every mother who makes it says, do administer a shvuah. And all other shvuahs on Mishnah, every shvuah says, he said, do administer. Sounds like only this shvuah over here, Rav Gazetz. Now this shvuah, they stopped administering this shvuah in Memelu, she doesn't collect the money. So the Gemara says, what's the reason? If the reason why they stopped administering is because how chomor shvua sheker is, that is from the chamur, it says, my yiri alman, I feel a grusha nami, alama, omer, abzei, rama, shmuel. Why does Reb Shmuel, why does Shmuel say, lo shanu el almana? The Mishnah says they stopped administering the shvua, that's how be almana. But grusha mashbi moise, grusha remains the same with the old takana. That if the grusha wants to collect shalei b'fonav, not from the husband, Shitaka doesn't have to swear. The husband divorced her, he's coming to collect from him, and she has the ksuba, she doesn't have to swear. If she comes to collect from the lakucha, so the husband died 10 years later, she comes to collect from the yisaimim, then she still does swear. She still does swear.
Why, if you look at the loss of the Gemara, it doesn't sound that she made a shvua. It just sounds like she said, where does it say a
shvua? A klala in the story that I left out, yeah.
And the other thing is, she made a call on herself, so it doesn't prove that it'll help for anybody else.
There must be something missing from the story. There must be something. The Gemara says, the person who says Arur, the Gemara says in Shavuot. One who says Arur is Bo Shavuot. That's the equivalent of taking a Shavuot.
And
So the Gemara asks, what did she gain? So the Gemara says she gained that when she made the loaf of bread that she gave to the Yoni, she didn't have to put in...
She didn't get any money.
The Gemara tells the story, I didn't read the Gemara. The Gemara tells the story that a woman took a shvua sheker to shegeg and she was punished. What happened? I may as well read the story. Here the story of Rav Kana. The Amar Rav Kana, the third line from the top. The Amar Rav Kana, or another version has it, it's not Rav Kana, the Amri law, others say, Amar Rav Yudah Marav, Rav Yudah said, either Rav Kana said it, Rav Yudah said the name of Rav. Once upon a time, Maisa Baramecho, Bishnei Batsoris, there was a famine and there wasn't too much food around. Shehifke Dina Zov Eitzel Almona. He gave a golden coin to an Almona. Behi Nichosa, Bikat Shol Kema. There's no place to put it, she had no cash register. So she put it in a container with flour. She hid it there. And then she forgot all about it, that she had the golden coin there. And she baked a loaf of bread, Vafo Osoi Bipas. She baked the loaf of bread with this golden coin in it. And when Asnasilani and a poor man came by, and she gave the Ani the loaf of bread. Liyamim, after a while, after a year or two, Bo Baladina, the original man who gave her the pikadon of the big golden coin, came. Vamalon, yes, the Almana, Havili Dinari, give me my golden coin. So she looks around, she had no recollection what happened to it. So she said, I don't have it. So he said, where is it? I don't know where it is, I don't have it. Shine. So she must have given it back, she doesn't know. And then she says she takes upon herself a curse. Omrale, so she says to the Mafkid, Yohannes Amamam is Bechad mi Banel, Shalosa Isha, let one of my children die from poison. If I got any Hanor from your, if I'm withholding, if I got any Hanor from your coin, one of my children should die. Azaitse Gizakt, and one of my children died. Huh? So the Gemara says, what Hanor did she get? It didn't take too long. When the Rabbanim heard about this story, the woman took a shva sheker b'shegeg, and still she said a curse on her child, and it became true, and it was fulfilled. So they said, Mami, shenishba be'emes kach, look at the punishment of the person that swore honestly. What if a person swears falsely? For sure it's considered from the Chamuris. Freg the Gemara. My time a Yensho. Why was she punished? She said, a curse, let one of my children die if I got Hanoah from the coin. What Hanoah did she get? She didn't get any Hanoah from the coin. And for the Gemara, the Ishtar Shilo Mokam Adiner. When you bake bread, so you want that it should be a certain size. So because accidentally this big fat golden coin got stuck in the middle of this loaf of bread, so she put less flour. So she had a few specks of flour extra that she used for herself. So she was nene. Frag the Gemara, why is it called the Shavuos? Ma, the Gemara said, Kavachayma. What's Kavachayma? Ma, the woman swore Shavuos Emes, and she was punished. And certainly one is, where is the Shavuos Sheker? Why is it a Shavuos Emes? Why is it a Shavuos Emes? It's a Shavuos Sheker. She swears that she didn't get any Hanoah from the coin, and she did. She got a Mashu of Hanoah, the Gemara just said. She didn't have to fill in that much flour.
But she didn't sell it. If she sold it, we can understand what you're saying.
No, so the leftover flour. But she gave it. She gave less tzedakah to the Yoni. She gave less tzedakah to the Yoni. I don't know. The Gemara says it was really a Shavuos Sheker. So I think the answer, you asked a good question. Where did she say Shavu over there? So I think the answer probably is she must have worded the curse in such a way that it was obvious that this is a Shavua. So the Gemara says if a person says Arur, Bo Shavua. If a person says, I accept upon myself a curse if such and such.
That's one of the expressions in Al-Tar-Sadam, Arur.
Arur, yeah. So that's considered a form of, that. We don't speak like that, but that's in the days of the Tanoim, that was considered a form of taking a Shavua. So again, so the Gemara asks, they just quoted a 10-line story to show that Shavuos Sheker is from the Chamuris. We know it from the Rambam, we know it from the Gemara. The Gemara says, Kiloi Naka Hashem, and the whole world was trembling when the Rabbanu Shalom proclaimed that pasuk. So that shows that Lo Sisa, Shavuos Sheker, is considered from the Chamuris. Fine. So the Gemara says, if that's the reason why Nimnu Melahashbiya, so why was it only Nimnu Melahashbiya in this instance of Almana? And Shmuel made the comment, Lo Shanu Ad Almana Avo Grusha, yes. Grusha is the same as any other Moedim and Mikzah, same as any other Shavu. All the Hilcha Shavu are still intact, only by Almana on Gazette. So Gemara wants to know, why is only by Almana? You shouldn't allow any man or woman to ever take a shvuah if you're so concerned that it's mina hamuris. And for the Gemara, no, there's a local reason, a special reason that only applies over here by Alamona. If the husband died and he left little children, either her children, maybe they were, maybe he had more than one wife. It was unusual to have more than one wife. Maybe there were other children, doesn't matter, her children, other children. And she's raising the children, so she may be Moira Heter a little bit. Look, she's not mechuyev to raise these children. She spent a lot of time, some of them are not even her children. So she'll be Moira. So the Gemara says, that's why it was Nimnu Melahashbi at that one point. So the Gemara says, Almana Shaini, it's only a special local tam that applies to Almana. Because she works so hard to raise the children, the little children, Asila Rui Hateru. She'll come to be Moira Hatizibetzachain Red, and that she's allowed to take extra money. So that's why we're afraid that even if we'll administer the Shvuah, she'll swear falsely. She'll swear, I didn't collect a penny of the Ksuba. She'll think all the money that she took, that wasn't for the Ksuba, that was for the taking care of the children. That was for the, she was washing the clothes of the children and cooking all the food. They would have had, if not for her, they would have had to pay someone else to do it. So that's her salary for taking care of the children. That's not part of the collection of the Ksuba. So that's why Nimnu Mal Hashbiyah.
She's back in entitled to it. Maybe she's back in entitled to it.
Okay, but she can't
take it. Yeah, but she can't take on her own. You have to make a cheshbon.
Is the fear so great that that she's going to, are they so fickle that we're afraid they're going to go swear falsely?
Yeah, she'll think that she's swearing to the truth. She feels, I didn't collect anything for the Ksuba. And all the extra money that I took, that was for the services rendered.
But the Gemara didn't say just on luck. Let's say, so you said it's the Gemara.
Swear. Make a swear in case she's going to swear falsely, she'll be Marahatta, she'll swear already. In case she'll be swearing falsely, it'll be an Avera Chamura, and everyone will be punished. Like Mara says in Shavuos, that when I make you, let's say there's a Dintera, I have a fight with you, and I insist that Dezer should make you swear falsely. And not only do you get punished, I get punished also for causing the Shavuos Sheker to be brought about. So the Gemara says, Nim Nim Lahashbir. They stopped administering the Shvuah because they were afraid she may swear falsely. swear. Make her swear in case she's going to swear falsely, she'll be murahata, she'll swear already. In case she'll be swearing falsely, it'll be an avera chamura, and everyone will be punished. The Gemara says in Shavuos, that when I make you, let's say there's a din Torah, I have a fight with you, and I insist that Bezer should make you swear falsely. And not only do you get punished, I get punished also for causing the Shavuos Sheker to be brought about. So the Gemara says, Nim Nim Lahashbiya. They stopped administering the Shavuot because they were afraid she'd may swear falsely. Not to take a Shavuot. Shavuot is for Nechamuris, ki lo yinake. If a person takes a net and he's not going to drink the tea and he goes and he violates it, that's like eating chazer. That's not like swearing Shavuot Sheker. Neder and Shavuot are very different. Shavua has to be either Shavua b'Hashem or Shavua l'Hashem. I swear by Hashem or I swear to Hashem. So when I violate the Shavua, it's as if I say I swear by Hashem. I really nishba b'Hashem. So if I violate the Shavua, it's the equivalent of the saying. It's not, Hashem doesn't exist. Shavua b'Hashem means just like the Rebbeinu Shlomo exists, so too I'm not going to drink the tea. Then he goes and he drinks the tea. So that's the equivalent of saying that the Rebbeinu Shlomo doesn't exist. Or Shavua l'Hashem, I swear to the Eibishter. And then if I go, I swear to Hashem, I'm not going to drink it. Then he goes and he drinks the tea. It's like he was telling a lie to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. So that's considered an avera chamura, because Shavua is either Shavua l'Hashem or Shavua b'Hashem. Neder is like eating macholas hasuris. It's not, don't get shepet. It's not a neder l'Hashem. It's not a neder b'Hashem. It's not so chomer. That's why the Mishlam Melech quotes in Hilchas Malachim, when the Rambam quotes all the dinim of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, the Rambam quotes that Adam HaRishon was given 6 mitzvahs. He wasn't allowed to eat any flesh. He couldn't have been given the din of Eivim and Achai. So Adam HaRishon was given 6 mitzvahs. Came Noach after the Mabul, the Rebbeinu Shlomo permitted him to eat flesh, but Eivim and Achai, he's not allowed to eat. So that's why it's called Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. It's not called Sheva Mitzvahs of B'nei Adam HaRishon, because Adam HaRishon only had 6 mitzvahs. After Noach, after the Mabul, then it became Sheva Mitzvahs. Then the Rambam writes, later Avraham Avinu was given 1 mitzvah, and Yitzchak was given another mitzvah, and Yankov was given another mitzvah, and Moshe Rabbeinu's father and Eretz Mitzrayim was given a couple of other mitzvahs, Moshe Rabbeinu is given more. Then in Matan Torah everything was given. So the Rambam gives you all the dinim of the Sheva mitzvahs B'nei Noach and Hilchas Malachim. So the Mishnah Melech has long, long discussions there. So he quotes that there's one opinion in Tanoim, in the Yerushalmi, that even though the B'nei Noach don't have an Isra of Neder, let's say Anachri took a neder not to eat the potato chips. He can violate the neder. It's not from the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. He can violate it. But nonetheless, if he took a Shavuah, so there's one opinion in Yishalmi that a B'nei Noach is not allowed to violate a Shavuah. Or if he took a Shavuah, the Shavuah is binding. Why? So the Mishlam Melech explains from the Yishalmi, because the Shavuah is either Shavuah L'Hashem or Shavuah B'Hashem, and if he violates it, that's like a chilek of Avodah Zarah. It's Kielu, he's stating that the Rebbeinu Shlom doesn't exist, the Shavuah b'Hashem, Hareni Nishba b'Hashem means just like the Rebbeinu Shlom exists, so too, I'm not going to do this. Avraham Avinu had the Shavuahs with Abimelech and with Paro Melech and Simon. He had, so what good were the Shavuahs? They made agreements and they made treaties. It was a one-sided treaty. Avraham Avinu takes the Shavuah, it's binding. The Nochem takes the Shavuah, it's not binding. So what kind of a treaty is that? So that's what the Mishnah Melech quotes from the Yishalmi. No, there is an opinion among the Tanoim that that's considered a chelik of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. Shavuah. Neder, no, but Shavuah, yeah. Because Shavuah is Mochom. Shavuah is considered a chelik of Avodah Zarah, because it's Shavuah b'Hashem or Shavuah l'Hashem. So the Mishnah says they were afraid to continue administering the Shavuah, because Shavuah is from the Chamuris, and the Almana is Alula. There's a big chashash, she'll be Moira Heter. And she'll swear falsely, thinking that that's Shavuos Emes, that she's entitled to everything that she's taking. So Rabbi Gamliel toned it down. So he said, let's allow her to collect the ksuba without taking a shvuah, but not without any. We want some evidence that she didn't collect. So we'll make her take a neder. So she'll say like this: I take a neder ala tanai. If I collected a penny of my ksuba, I want my full ksuba. If I collected a penny on my ksuba, I take a neder, now I'm not going to drink any tea. And we sit it down and we say, have a cup of tea. So she drinks the tea in front of us. So she's demonstrating to us
that she took.
She's a religious woman. She's drinking the tea. So obviously she never collected any of the ksuba, because she said, if I collected a penny of the ksuba, I'm not going to drink any tea.
I understand. You're not afraid she'll be violated.
We're afraid she'll violate the neder also. But the aver, the neder is not so chomer. Not so chama. The world is not going to come to an end. It's like talking lashon hara, like eating chaza. The world won't come to an end. A person takes a shvua sheker. That's like avodah zarah. Kilo yinaka Hashem. The whole world is going to become tzitreisa.
But she thinks that she was not collecting for the exubers. She thinks she was collecting for bringing up the children.
She thinks that she's entitled.
Yeah.
So, okay, so she'll be cheating, if that'll be the case. Most of the women were not swearing Shua Sheker. Most of the women were really swearing Shua Semis. We explained to the woman, are you telling the truth that you didn't collect a penny for the exubers? And don't tell me that you're entitled. The Bezen tells her all this for some. So the Gemara says, we're still nimnu malahashbir. They still were afraid to administer the shvur, because afal pichein, some of the women may violate. So the Gemara says, so they stopped administering the shvur to the almanas, but a neder, that's not such an aveira chamur. And it's not, and if she took a neder, and she violated the neder, so the others are not going to be punished. The Gemara says, shvur sheker. Even the people who brought it about, the Bezna will be punished, and the Balidinim, everybody will be punished. And the other, so she'll be punished. The others around her won't be punished.
So the Takuna was only in regard to El Aluna.
Only by Aluna.
The other Shvuah is Rabbonim.
By a Grusha, she has to take the real Shvuah. If she doesn't take the Shvuah, she won't collect. She has to take the real Shvuah Samishneh, like Anifah Shalai Befana. That's what the Gemara says. They stopped administering the Shavuos, the Hiske Rabban Gamliel. So at that point, there was a couple of years or a couple of months that none of the Almanas were collecting the Ksubas. So the Tanoim said, we have to do something about it. We can't leave it the way it is. So Rabban Gamliel has made a takana. We allow her to substitute a neder instead of a Shavuos, which is not legitimate. Let's say like this. Let's say she'll take a different kind of a Shavuos. Let's say she wants to collect the Ksubas from the Yisoinim. And Bezin says, but you have to swear. So she says, no problem. So she says, I swear that if I... She'll take a shvua on the coffee. I swear that if I collected a penny of the ksuba, I will never drink any more coffee in my life. And then she sits down, she starts drinking coffee. So will she be able to collect the ksuba based on that? So before the Takanas Rabban Gamliel, she will not be able to. That's not a din of shvua. Whenever you have a din teira, and Allah says that somebody has to swear. Usually the nitva swears that he's potter. Once in a while the taver swears that I'm entitled to the money. Here, the woman swears, you owe me the money and I'm entitled and I'm bizar nishba v'neitel. The Mishnah says one of the prakim in shvuas is kala nishbaim shabatar nishbaim v'loim mishalmin v'elu nishbaim v'neitel. A shvuah derais is only always nishba v'niftar. The nitva swears I'm potter and we believe him. And midrabbanan, they invented a new concept, half of the takanas drabbanan, Anishba Miracle, the person swears that you owe me the money, and because of the Shvuah, she's able to collect, he or she are able to collect the money. So here, we're talking about Anishba Miracle. The Almana or the Grusha, when they come to collect Shalei B'Fonim, they're not collecting from the Baal himself, they're collecting from the Yisayim Elokuchas. They have to be Anishba Miracle. They have to swear before they collect. So that halach of swearing before they collect, you can't just say, I hereby swear that if I collected a penny, I will never ever drink any coffee. And she sits down, she drinks a cup of coffee in front of us. So that's a dacharaya that she never collected. Otherwise, what, she's a religious woman, she wouldn't swear. That's not enough to collect. That doesn't satisfy the din amishnah that you have to swear a shvur. The halacha that if you swear a nishba benoitel, a nishba benifta, whatever, it doesn't mean shvur is an avera chamur and a religious person wouldn't violate a shvur. That's not what it means. The shvur, the Araisa, the Shvuah, the Rabbanan, the Shvuah in Chosha Mishpat means I swear that these are the facts of the case. Like Adam come and testify, we hereby testify this and this. We saw Reuven owe Shimon money. We saw Reuven paid the money to Shimon, whatever. So a Nishba v'Niftar, a Nishba v'Neitel, when you have a Shvuah, the person has to put his hand on a Sefer Torah, either hold the Sefer Torah or swear on a Bible. That's where the minute comes from, that the witnesses in court put their hand on a Bible and they swear to tell the truth and nothing but the truth, so help me God. So that's a shvuah b'shem Hashem, that they're going to tell the truth. So the Ikar Adin, Nikitas Chayfetz, the Rishonim say like this, Nikitas Chayfetz doesn't have to be that I hold the Sefer Torah. If I put my hand on a Sefer Torah, it's also called Nikitas Chayfetz. Someone else can hold the Sefer Torah. Yeah. It's also good. Simna Yotcha, he wasn't holding, he was just putting his hand on, right? He wasn't holding it in his own hands. Yeah. So, but the halacha is that the only one who has to swear is in a Din Torah. The Taveya swears, the Nitva swears, Nishba b'Neitel, Nishba b'Nifta. But you don't have that witness to swear. Tosfos in Kiddushin has a klal, if you have a case where the witnesses have to swear in order to have their manus, they're not bagloiped. The halacha is that Edom are only believed if they're amonim b'toras Edom. If you only believe them if they're going to swear false, that they're going to swear that they're telling the truth, so then they don't have an amonis as Edom. So that was a minig, the Rishonim had that minig in Northern Africa, the Beis Yosef quotes it. In Northern Africa, they developed such a minig that even Edom, they would insist the Edom would swear also, holding on to a Sefer Torah that they're going to tell the truth. So that's where the Goyim picked it up from the Eden. It started off, it's a din deraisa, you have to put your hand on a Sefer Torah when you're swearing a Shavuot deraisa. A Taisa says, even when you're swearing a Shavuot HaMishnah, Shavuot deRabbanan also, just a Shavuot HaSesnes. Taisa says, you don't need Nikitas Chepetz. But when you swear a Shavuot deraisa, a Shavuot HaMishnah, you got to have Nikitas Chepetz. But by Edom, there's no need for swearing. Adarabah, if the Edom have to onkumen tzashvuah, so Taisa says they don't have namonis. Taisa has a rife in the Gemara. And nonetheless, the minig developed that there used to be mashbi Edom also. Why not? There used to be mashbi the Edom to make sure the Esther says that they're not going to tell a lie. So the whole idea of shvuah, when the baledinim swear, nishba benaital, nishba beniftah, when the Edom swear, the minig that they had developed that the Edom swear, they swear that these are the facts of the case. I swear that this is what happened. I swear he owes me money. I swear that I don't owe him money. You swear like that. You don't swear if I'm telling a lie. If I'm telling a lie, I'm not going to drink any coffee. And then they go and they drink the coffee in front of us to prove to us that they're not telling a lie. No, that it's not the hechacha from the shvuah that people wouldn't violate a shvuah. The shvuah has to be a statement of the fact. That's considered a mevara. That's considered a bira on the case. Nishba meniftar, nishba menaital. That's a bira on the case. This takonis Rabbi Gamliel is not just that he switched it from a shvuah to a neder. He changed the whole nature of the din. The woman, the almana, should give us a haichache that she's telling the truth by virtue of the fact that she's a religious woman. She doesn't violate nedarim. And now she just took a neder ala tanai. If I collected a penny, I'm taking a neder. I'm never. All the coffee in the world should be us, and she goes and she drinks the coffee, is the haichacha from her religious observance, and she's drinking the coffee, that she's telling the truth. The whole concept of such a way to collect was invented by Rabbi Gamliel. In the earlier generations, that's not the way a shvuah worked. Not that he lowered it from shvuah to neder. He changed the whole nature of what's going on over here.
But the woman was not religious.
Take back
not a haichacha, but she wants to collect a
ktubah. And it wouldn't help. There's a Mishnah like that in Shavuot, that a chashad ala Shavuot, zayna neman ala Shavuot. Let's say you have a din Torah, someone's made a mikzas or whatever, nishba benifta, nishba benaita, whatever it is, and the Bezin says, you have to swear. But we know this person, he always swears falsely. He always takes Shavuot and he always violates it. So the Mishnah says, you can't administer a Shavuot or what is chashad ala Shavuot. So the same over here, if we don't know that the person is some medaktik, maybe the person takes the Dharma and they violate it. Then you won't collect with the neder. The halacha only works if it's a religious person. We know that the person observes the laws of Nedarim. They would never violate a neder.
We're going to say the same with all Shabbos, but we think that whatever they say is true.
Okay. Yeah. As long as in this area, as long as they don't violate this area of neder or of shvuah, whatever the case happens to be. So now the Gemara goes halacha lemaisa. Omer Rav Yude, Omer Rav Yirmiyah bar Rabba, Rabbi Shmuel damit Shavai. Rabbi Shmuel both said the following: Lo shanu ela bebezin. This halacha that nimnu mela hashbia, that we don't administer, we no longer administer a shvuah to the almana. A grusha, yeah, and other people, yes, but we don't administer a shvuah to almana because we're concerned that she may be moira hetta because she was raising the children. She'll think that she's entitled.
The
takana before the final takana. The nimnu melahashbia, that takana. The nimnu melahashbia was also, that was an earlier takana. The hiskin Rabbi Gamliel, that was a later takana. So the nimnu melahashbia is only loshanu ala bebezin. That's only if it's going to be a shvua in the presence of bezin. But a shvua chutz lebezin is mashbia maisa. That's okay. That we can administer. What does that mean? There's a shvur bebezdin, and there's a shvur chutz lebezdin. I mean, we'll take the woman privately. We'll take the almana privately and say, look here, we can't give you the ksuba unless you swear, but we don't have this practice anymore. We're not going to allow you to swear in front of bezdin. No, swear unofficially. I'm not going to swear officially in front of bezdin. She swear unofficially shalai bifnei bezna. So how is that good? What do you mean she's going? What's the difference whether you swear bifnei bezna or shalai bifnei bezna? What does it mean? So Rashi writes. Chutz lebezna means without nekitas chayfetz. A shvur bebezna means with nekitas chayfetz. A shvur chutz lebezna means b'li nekitas chayfetz. So Rashi says that the shvur be nekitas chayfetz means that it's a mochamedik shvur. And when you violate that, there's a bigger einish. A shvur, every shvur is chamuras. Every shvur sheker is an avera chamura. Whether you mention Shem Hashem, you didn't mention Shem Hashem, whether you held on to the Sefer Torah, you didn't hold on to the Sefer Torah, but if the person had a shvua b'shem Hashem b'nekitas chayfes, then Rashi says it's even a bigger avera. So Rashi says here they were only concerned about this moira hetter that the almana may swear falsely only if the avera is going to be the highest form of violation. It's going to be a shvua b'shem Hashem b'nekitas chayfes. But if chutz lebezna is going to be b'lishem, that's what Rashi writes. Chutz lebezna mashbi moisa sheshvuas hadayanim shel terihi. He should have recommended that. Why did he make it so low? Why did he lower it to the Madrega of Neder, which is in Gans in a different Achok?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe you'll think every time you make a Neder, you have to take a Chayfetz.
He says that the nimnu mila hashbiya.
Yeah, but she doesn't have to do that. She doesn't have to take the kitas like a regular.
She has a prayer either to spare chutz lebezn b'li shem or b'li nekitas chayfetz.
Yeah. As a neder.
Or to take a neder and then to show that she's violating the neder. Take a neder not to drink coffee, and then she drinks the coffee right.
Why would she be more neder to take a shvura outside of bezn and not lie? I mean, I don't understand.
Not more neman. There's less of an einish. It's less chomer, Rashi says. If you swear b'shem Hashem b'nekitas chayfetz, then it's a bigger violation of l'sis Hashem shamakach l'ashov. So there's going to be a bigger einish for everybody involved.
On the other hand, the woman was punished with the net of the dinner.
Sefer Torah, right. Anachinami. Here we're only choshed that the person may swear false. So we're only choshed if it's the highest level of violation. That's what Rashi says. He writes two differences. He says, Bibbezn, you have Nikita's Chayfetz, and number two, Umashbi Allah B'Shem or B'Kinui. You mentioned Shem Hashem, or you mentioned the Eberster, the Rabbanu Shalom, the Holy One, blessed be, that's a Kinui. Shem means one of the Zayin Shem, Shem Nuchakim, Keil Elikim, Shakai, Tzvokos, Al Abdallah Nun Yud, so on. And Kinei means G-O-D, anything else other than the Zayin Shem. So the two differences between a Shvur Bebezin, Shvur Chutz Lebezin are the Shem and the Nekitas Chebez. And he says you learn them both out from Avram Avinu. The Gemara Shavuos only says you learn out from Avraham Avinu the Nekita Schefet. So Rashi's adding on. That's what Rashi adds on. You learn everything out from Avraham Avinu. So the Yoinish is even greater. Chutz Lebezdin is going to be slightly less. So that's what they had an option. They had an option either to have her swear Chutz Lebezdin or to have her take a neder, whichever she would prefer.
Anachanami
was still an Yoinish because it was Mamash Shavuos Sheker. But here we don't know whether there's going to be a Shvua Sheker or not. So the Gemara just points out, Rabbi Shmuel both say, if it's a Chutz Lebez means it doesn't have a Shem Hashem, and it doesn't have the Nekita Sefet, so it's less of another. But it was a Shvua Sheker. It was a Shvua Sheker, so there is an Oynish. But if it would have had the Shem Hashem, and if it would have had Nekita Sefet, it would have been worse. It would have been even a greater Oynish for everybody involved. Before the Rabbi Gamliel, it would not be sufficient. I mean, this was part of the Takanas Rabbi Gamliel. Nimnu mila hashbiya, they didn't allow a shvu chutz lebezin. It's not allowed. But Rabbi Gamliel made a takana that you can collect even less than what the din requires. So once he made a takana that even a neder is good. So kavachayim a shvu chutz lebezin is even better than a neder. It's more to the point. The shvu chutz lebezin, I swear that I didn't collect any money. It's mamish keretzit is up. Mamish Yeshua is just that it's b'li nekitas chayfetz, b'li Shem. So why jump all the way down to the nether? Only jump down to one madrega lower. Nimnu mila hashbiya means that they didn't accept even the shvu chutz lebezin. That's right.
So the Marshu says Tuli had born in Shvua Sheker, because it says Baba Nadura Meshvua is born in Meisa. So it was the same, Nadura Meshvua is the same. So what did we accomplish by changing from a Shvua to a Meisa?
That's what it means, Baba Nadura Bali Meisa.
Baba Nadura Meshvua is born in Meisa.
The Gemara says Baba Nadura Bali Meisa. I thought that means a person pledges money. And he doesn't pay. A person takes a net that he's not going to drink coffee. And then I don't know.
So neither is not any better.
They used to frighten the person. They quote from the Aruch.
Yeah.
They used to frighten the person that he's going to drop dead on the spot, in case he's swearing falsely. So they used to say, like Ner Hashem Nishma, suddenly here's a flame. We're going to poof, we're going to blow out the flame, it's going to be dark in the room, so too you're going to drop dead if you swear falsely. Sam Sefer has a tshuva that the Pesach tshuva quotes on Choshen Mishpat. Whenever you administer a shvur deraisa, so you try to have iyum, so you try to frighten the person that he shouldn't swear la sheker. So this is what the Goyim say. Taisa says it never says in the Gemara anywhere. The Kibbeh Nerish Teitnish in the Gemara. That's the last line in the Taisa. The Hasam there in Shvur is the Aflamaluk, Lamitka Chiluk the Kibbeh Nerish. It doesn't mention that about the Kibbeh Nerish at all. It doesn't say any winning more. That's just from the Yoruch. So Chassam Sefer has a Shaila. One of the Balidinim was afraid the other one is going to swear falsely. I didn't tell you. And the din was that Reuven is supposed to swear. And Shimon didn't trust Reuven. He told Bezin, the guy's going to swear falsely. I insist that he should put on Tachrichim and he should lay him down in an Orin and open up the Orin Kodesh and then have him swear, holding on to the Sefer Torah. He should know he's going to drop dead right now in the Tachrichim. So the Chassam Sefer said, that's too much to ask. You're not mechuyev to go so far. He said, there's only a limit how far you make iyum. He says, that's too much to make him put on tachrichim and lay down in the air. And the yarn with it. And then the Chassam Sefer writes a lashon, and he says, anyway, we all know that you're not allowed to be seated when you open up the Aron Kodesh. What do you mean? You're going to open up the Aron Kodesh and he's going to be laying down. He's going to be laying down. That's an aveira. You're not allowed to be seated. So the Achreidim ask on the Chassam Sefer, what do you mean we all know? It's not true. There's a Tazim Yeridei says that it's not true. Because the Aron Kodesh is the Rishus Bifnei Atzmai, because it's 10 Tvachim tall, and it's Dalet al-Dalet Tvachim wide and long. So they say that Chassam Sefer is Labdavki. He does mean that we all know that it's us. He says it's ungenommen that it's an improper thing to do, but it's not that it's really us. He just means that's too much to be ma'ayim. Less, it wasn't a Rishus Bifnei
Atzmai. Do you have a basement?
I don't think so. No, when they need a shvur, then they get the Chavir Kaddish, it gives a Sefer Torah. Usually they didn't have a Sefer Torah, I don't think so. What does the Gemara say? Eini, if the Gemara kasha, baharav lamagmik su. What did we just say? Rabbi Shmuel damich havayu. Rabbi Shmuel both said that this Mishnah, they did in the Mishnah that you can only collect, that you don't administer a shvua, that's only a shvua bibezn with the nikitas chayfitz and with the shem Hashem. But a shvua chutz lebezn that we would. Furthermore, any how can that be? For a rav lamag v'ksuva le'amalta. But we have a tradition that rav his whole lifetime never collected, never allowed an almona to collect suba because of the din in the Mishnah. Nimnu malahashbiya. The Gemara is going to ask, what do you mean? But Rabbi Gamliel patched it, Rabbi Gamliel changed it. Yeah, so what, Rav lived before the days of Rabbi Gamliel Azok, and he lived way after, he was in Amora. The Gemara is going to explain it. So the Gemara says, though, Rav was holding by the Madrega for some reason or another, Rav Nimnu Malashbiya. The Gemara, why is it that he never... Why not? Why didn't he collect, let her swear Chutz Lebezn, an unofficial shvur, without the Nikita Chayv? The Gemara says, we don't know the answer. Kasha?
Chutz Lebezn doesn't mean without Nikita Chayv.
Yeah, it doesn't really mean Chutz Lebezn. It means Bibezn, but not the way Bezn administers, not for the Shem Hashem, and not for the Nikita Chayv. So the Gemara says, Kasha, we don't know what the answer is. How can it be? We just said, Rabbi Shmuel both said, the weaker Shavuot you can administer and the Almona can't collect. But we know that Rab never collected Ksuva for an Almona. The Gemara says, we don't know the answer. But the Gemara says, there's another version of the whole story. Bisura Masnehoche. That's the version what we just said so far. That was the version that they used to say in Surah. The Rav and Shmuel both said that a Shvul Chutz Lebezn you would administer. However, Ben Ardo Masnu Hochi. In Ardo they had a different version. Surah and Ardo were two different cities in Bavel. And Yeshiva and Ardo they had a different tradition. That it was a Machlekes Rav and Shmuel whether a Shvuah Chutz LeBezdin is included in the Nimnum al Hashbiya or not. And they said like this, Om Rav Yudah Meshmuel, Rav Yudah says in the name of Shmuel Oshana, Rav Bezdin Chutz LeBezdin Hashbiya, so Shmuel said that. And Rav disagrees with Shmuel. Rav Amapin Chutz LeBezdin Hashbiya Hashbiya so. And this is Rav Letaimei. Now it fits in there. Rav, we heard that Rav never collected the Ksuba for an Almana because he holds even a Shvuah Chutz LeBezdin is also not good. Rav Letaimei. Rav goes to Shita, so the Rav Lamagi Ksuba Le Almap. Sure. Frag the Gemara, but the whole story doesn't make any sense. Frag the Gemara, but Rav lived after the period in the history of Rabbi Gamliel Azokin. Rabbi Gamliel Azokin and Shang Machta Takone to take a neder. So why didn't Rav just this simple? Have the woman take a neder. I hereby take a neder in case I collected a penny, I will, all coffee in the world should be osa. And sit down and give her a cup of coffee. So the fact that she drinks it, that's a hechacha that she didn't collect it. And the Mishnah says that that's sufficient. That was Rabbi Gamliel's takana. The la'adra, let her take a neder, let us administer a neder to whom? Vilegavye, and let her collect the ksube, as Rabbi Gamliel said. And with the Gemara, during the years of Rav, Bishnei, the Rav, Kili Nidri. Rav lived in Bavel, and the people were mezalzel in certain dinim. The Gemara says, Rav, when Rav came to Bavel, the people were cooking basa b'cholov. They didn't know from basa b'cholov. They didn't know a lot of things. The Gemara has a lashon, Rav, biko matzah, the god of bogedim. And Rav came to Bavel, it was like a hefkevel, like a biko. And he was putting up fences, he was making takonas, and he was teaching Torah to the Talmidim, to the Balabatim. And he was getting the people to be observant. So during all the lifetime of Rav, that he was in Bavel, the Dorim, they were very shvach. The people were taking the Dorim right and left, and they were violating them. So it wouldn't mean anything in the days of Rav. It wouldn't mean anything to do like Rabbi Gamliel recommended. During the lifetime of Rabbi Gamliel, and many years later, it did work. And during that period of Rav, in his community, and that there was meaningless. Kili Nidri. Then the Gemara tells the story. Hahidia, once upon a time, a woman, Hahidia Asoyle Kamei de Rav Huna. A woman came to Rav Huna, Omaloh, so she wants to collect the ksuba. So he says, my Eved Loch, what can I do? I follow Rav's position. The Rav Lamagvi Ksuba Le Amalta. Rav said, you cannot collect. Rav never allowed an almana to collect because the people were mezalzel in the Dorim. He's not going to minister in that. And Rav holds that even a Shvuah Chutz LeBezdin, a Shvuah B'li Shem, a B'li Nekita Shem, also we don't do that either. So he says, I follow Rav's position, I can't do it. Amrlei, so the woman was a Chachoma. She knew the din, she knew what the halacha was. So she said, Midi Hutayma Elo, the whole reason why you don't want to administer a Shvuah. The whole halacha is Dilma Nekita Midi Miksubasi. The whole reason why you don't want to pay. I have a ksuba. I have witnesses that he owes me. The whole thing you're afraid of, maybe I collected already. I swear in the name of the Ribbono Shel Olam, Chai Hashem Tzvokos, she swears, B'Shem Hashem, Im Ne'aneisi Miksubasi Klum. I swear I didn't collect a penny. Shein Og Yishvot. So what's the din? When it says in the Mishnah, Nimnu'u Melah Hashbiya, when it says they stopped administering the Shvuah, what if she was kopped of an ish, but what if the woman swears on her own? She already swore. So even if she swore already, you also don't let her collect. Or not. Om Rav Huna, so Rav Huna said, Shein Lacha HaMaisa. May the Rav be Kofet says, if the woman already took the Shvua, so then she certainly has the right to collect. In the end of Bava Kama, there's a big machlokes harishonim, how to read the Gemara, Chosh Mishpat, it's an Esek also. Let's say there's a Din Torah. I say you owe me $100 and you're screaming you only owe me $20. $80 you paid about, you only owe me $20. And then you say, and I know the din, and the din is that a mother makes a swears, I take the sefer, you take a sefer Torah, you swear, I swear on the sefer Torah that I only owe you $20 in Zeitmingers und Stark, and I'll pay you the $20 when I have the money. So is that a good, that's a shvur, the rise of Minakita Schaefer, Shem Hashem, everything. But Bezin didn't administer the shvur to you, they didn't ask you to swear. You do as Gepaskin Talan, you that you should take a shvur. So even if you don't say Amen, I can force the shvur upon you under certain circumstances. And the same thing, if you owe me money, and I say, where's my money? You say, you don't owe me money. I say, I demand of you, you should swear. And you don't say Amen. So under certain circumstances, that's still considered, Mujman Piachem is considered as if you did swear. Because since you do owe me the money, I have the right to demand of you a shvur. So I remember the Rav said a swear that maybe the Kain Godel has a, maybe the Ziknei Bezin have a right to demand, because they say, Atosh Lechenu Shliach Bezin. You're representing all of Klal Yisrael. We want you to do the Avodah correctly. So maybe that's what the Mishnah is telling us, that the Ziknei Bezin have a right to be Mashbiah him even without Aniyah Samein is like a Mujman Piacher. They have the right to force a Shvu on him. So I seem to remember that the Rav suggested the same over here by Avraham Avinu, that since this was going to be determining the future of all of Klal Yisrael, who's going to be the wife of Yitzchak? That's Taman Esid with a Shidduch. If he's going to marry Anochriya, he's going to marry Ashiksus, so she's not going to be one of the Moyes, not going to be one of the Moyes, he's not going to be one of the others. So it's the whole formation of Klal Yisrael is only going to work if Eliezer is going to do the proper Shlichus. So Avraham Avinu had the right to be Mashbiah him, even though he never said Amen. So that's why Taka needed a Nikitas Chayfetz. It was a Shvuah Hadayan. It was like a Shvuah that Ladezna is administering a Shvuah. The demanding of Avraham Avinu is demanding of Eliezer. Eliezer is also an Eved Knein, also Chayv and Mitzvahs.